Golems are just there, sir. No one notices golems.
Grease under his fingernails, said Vimes to the room in general. The old man scratched at his murderer. Grease under his fingernails, with arsenic in it. He looked down at the notebook still on his desk. It's there, he thought. Something we haven't seen. But we've looked everywhere, so we've seen the answer and haven't seen that it is the answer. And if we don't see it now, at this moment, we'll never see it at all.
No offence, sir, but that's probably not a help, said Cheery's voice somewhere in the distance. So many of the trades that use arsenic involve some kind of grease.
Something we don't see, thought Vimes, something invisible. Now, it wouldn't have to be invisible. Something we don't see because it's always there. Something that strikes in the night. And there it was. He blinked. The glittering stars of exhaustion were causing his mind to think oddly. Well, thinking rationally hadn't worked. No one move, he said. He held up a hand for silence. There it is, he said softly. There. On my desk. You see it?
What, sir? Said Carrot.
You mean you haven't worked it out? Said Vimes. What, sir? The thing that's poisoning his lordship. There it is, on the desk, see?
Your notebook?
No.
He drinks Bear Hugger's whiskey, said Cheery.
I doubt it, said Vimes.
The blotter, said Carrot. Poisoned pens, a packet of pent weeds.
Where are they? Said Vimes, patting his pockets.
Just sticking out from under the letters in the inn tray, said Carrot.
He added reproachfully, you know, sir, the ones you don't answer.
Vimes picked up the packet and extracted another cigar.
Thanks, he said. Ha! I didn't ask Mildred Easy what else she took. But of course, they're a servant's little bonus too. And old Mrs. Easy was a seamstress, a proper seamstress. And this is autumn. Killed by the knights drawing in, see?
Carrot crouched down and looked at the surface of the desk.
Can't see it myself, sir, he said. Of course you can't, said Vimes, because there's nothing to see. You can't see it, that's how you can tell it's there. If it wasn't there, you'd soon see it.
He gave a huge, manic grin.
Only you wouldn't, see?
You all right, sir, said Carrot. I know you've been overdoing it a bit these last few days.
I've been underdoing it, said Vimes. I've been running around looking for damn clues instead of just thinking for 5 minutes. What is it I'm always telling you?
Never trust anybody, sir.
No, not that. Everyone's guilty of something, sir. Not that either.
Just because someone's a member of an ethnic minority doesn't mean they're not a nasty, small-minded little jerk, sir. When did I say that?
Last week, sir, after we'd had that visit from the Campaign for Equal Heights, sir. Well, not that. I mean, I'm pretty sure I always say something else that's very relevant here. Something pithy about police work.
Can't remember anything right now, sir.
Well, I'll damn well make something up and start saying it a lot from now on.
Jolly good, sir,
Carrot beamed. It's good to see you your old self again, sir. Looking forward to kicking ass to prodding buttock, sir.
What have we found, sir?
You'll see. We're going to the palace. Fetch Angua, we might need her, and bring the search warrant.
You mean the sledgehammer, sir?
Yes, and Sergeant Colan, too.
He hasn't signed in again yet, sir, said Cheery. He should have gone off duty an hour ago.
Probably hanging around somewhere, staying out of trouble, said Vimes.
Wee Mad Arthur peered over the edge of the wall. Somewhere below Colan, two red eyes stared up at him.
Heavy, is it? Kick it with your other foot.
There was a sucking sound. Colan winced. Then there was a plop, a moment of silence, and a loud crash of pottery down in the street.
The boot it was holding came off, moaned Colan. How did that happen?
It got lubricated.
Wee Mad Arthur tugged at a finger.
Up you come, then. Can't.
Why not? I ain't holding on to you no more.
Arm's tired. Another 10 seconds, I'm going to be a chalk outline.
Nah, no one's got that much chalk.
Wee Mad Arthur knelt down so that his head was level with Colon's eyes.
If you're gonna die, do you mind signing a chitty to say you promised me a dollar?
Down below there was a chink of pottery shards.
What was that? Said Colon. I thought the damn thing smashed up.
Wee Mad Arthur looked down.
Do you believe in that reincarnation stuff, Mr. Colon?
He said.
You wouldn't get me touching that foreign muck, said Colon. Well, it's putting itself together like one of them jigsaw puzzles.
"Well done, wee mad Arthur," said Colon. "But I know you're just saying that so as I'll make the effort to haul myself upright. Statues don't go putting themselves back together when they're smashed up."
"Please yourself. It's done nearly a whole leg already."
Colon managed...